Mark, in Strategic News Service and also online at Forbes.com, you've written that you're seeing a big shift in the global economy as we move from an era when inventions paid off to an era when copying and theft makes more money. And that scares the heck out of me. What's happening?
Well, it scares me too, Dave. I think it probably scares everybody who makes inventions and tries to make a living from them. Apparently, what's happening, it seems to me, is that it just is cheaper to rob from the bank than to invest in the bank, or it's cheaper to rob from the bank than to work hard and put your money in the bank. And it's so easy to steal intellectual property now that that business model, which has been used by an increasing number of countries, is more successful than the model that we've all followed for the last 100, 200 years.
Earlier this year, you and I talked about how this affects the computing and telecommunications sectors of the economy, but now you're seeing this affect the entire economy.
Well, that's right. So you can pretty quickly say, today in the post-information age, technology drives every part of the global economy. And if that's true, then the theft of intellectual property affects every part of the economy. And this shift, that's why I called it the big shift. This shift is happening not just in computers and cell phones. It's happening in everything.
All right. Now, having said that this affects all sectors of the economy, you're still, you know, computers and cell phones are your big area of expertise. So let's look at some examples there. Hewlett-Packard, they've been having a lot of trouble, struggling. What do you see happening with them?
Well, look at what used to be their prime crown jewel holding, which is personal computer division. It was $40 billion. I think it's $60 billion now rolled up with printers. And it doesn't make any money. It's like a giant albatross for the company. So you've got this kind of horrible situation where you're competing with other nation champions who are running at 1% operating margins. And if you ran it at 1% operating margins, your CEO would get fired. Wall Street wouldn't tolerate it. So we literally work in a free trade system and a competitive system among inventing nations, which won't allow us to compete with those companies which are coming out of high subsidization economies, we call them mercantilist economies, who want to be the global winners.
Well, what about Apple? I mean, they've been the huge technology success story of the past decade.
Well, if you track Apple closely, you find out that their operating system is now, in terms of volume, far behind Android, really far behind. And even in terms of dollars, I think as of the last quarter. So Apple's really failing in this fight. And people copy Apple every day. They copy the trademarks. They copy the designs. They copy the features. They copy the software. And as fast as Apple can turn things out, which is not very fast, turns out, they get copied. Sometimes they get copied before they can release their own devices. They're losing that battle.
Well, if the companies that copy and steal intellectual property are the ones that are winning, what are they going to do when the companies that were actually inventing this stuff go out of business? I mean, somebody's got to come up with this stuff.
That's the saddest part of this story, is it's a short-term win for the thieves, but nobody wins long-term. Because if you study how to rob a bank, that doesn't make you smart about how to build a bank. And that's the trouble with all of this, is that there is no long-term good ending to it.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.